experiences we accept as truth. You sense them, you feel them. There is also imagination. Those things that can only exist in the recesses of the mind. But what about the moments that flash before you? Are you absolutely sure that noise is the leaky faucet you've been meaning to fix? Or is it the footsteps of a stranger approaching? Perhaps it's one or the other, but all the more likely it falls somewhere on the middle of the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we?
Father Lugria, Father, wait!
I'm trying to go home.
I'm sorry, Father, but I really must talk to you.
I don't have time to stand here prattling with you all night.
Well, Father, it's just that...
Spit it out, Blackthorn.
It's just that some of the congregation have been complaining, Father.
That's what you stopped me for? The people will continue to complain as long as the sun continues to rise. If you'll excuse me.
They are complaining about you, Father.
Me? What on earth for?
They say you are too cruel.
If they want cruelty, they should brush up on Genesis. Our Lord drowned all living things just because he was upset. And these people have the nerve to call me cruel?
Last week, Ashley Jordan came running out of the confessional in tears.
Well, she should be upset. The girl is barely a teenager, and she's already managed to do a number on the commandments.
You told her she was going to hell.
That is precisely where sinners end up.
Is there no place for forgiveness, Father?
You know, I used to be just like you. I used to think that church should be a happy place filled with guitars and peace and forgiveness. Thankfully, the Lord showed me the way. He sent unto me Father Calum. May God rest his soul. I owe everything to that man. He showed me that our world is overflowing with sin, and that our Father gave up on us a long time ago. I prayed, and I prayed for him to be wrong. I know there must be some good out there. What a fool I was. There is no forgiving the human race, Blackthorn.
I just can't believe that.
Take a look around you, Blackthorn. It's obvious, really.
The church is supposed to help people improve themselves, not turn them away because of their faults.
I don't have time for this.
Now wait a minute. I'm not finished. Father, come back here. Father!
I refuse to stand around in the streets arguing with you all night, Blackthorn. You may be blind to the world around you, but I am not. I see things for how they really are. I see how this...
Father Lugria! Father? Someone call 911. Somebody call an ambulance, please.
Father Lugria, a man who sees black and white. A man who teaches of the fire and brimstone awaiting all those who come face to face with an unforgiving God. A man who is not long for this world, but who should be prepared for an eternity of being measured on the grayscale.
Father, can you hear me? Father?
What happened? Who are you?
I'm afraid you were struck by a rather large moving vehicle, and are now quite dead.
What?
I am Metatron, right hand to the Lord God and ruler of the Kingdom of Heaven.
Wait, do you mean that I'm dead? And this is heaven? I'm in heaven?
Yes.
Truly?
Truly. Part of my duties are to welcome each and every person who passes onto this plane and to help aid in their transition.
I don't believe it. I'm actually here. All my life, all my hard work, I didn't think I'd be worthy.
Fear not, Father. You are more than worthy to grace our humble kingdom. Come, stand up. Allow me to show you what lies in store for your soul for all eternity.
Yes, yes, of course. I did not mean to profane such a figure in the Lord's court.
Please, Father. Dispense with such formalities. In this kingdom, we are all one. I no more outrank you than you do one of your brothers. We are all his children and loved equally.
Oh, I see. Forgive my ignorance of such things.
There's nothing to forgive. Now follow me. I shall show you around. Over here we have the Fountain of Infinity. Reach your hand into the fountain, Imagine the thing which you most desire in the world, and when your hand emerges, you will be clutching that very thing.
Oh my, I can't remember reading anything about that in scripture.
Well, we would be amiss if we gave away all the good stuff. Life is better with some surprises. Over here, we have the Chamber of Metamorphosis. Walk inside and you can become anything or anyone that you want. Live a life through the eyes of another. Walk a mile in their shoes. See what they saw. Feel what they felt. Be anyone.
A truly enlightening experience.
It only gets better. Next, we have a very popular section. This is the Hall of Aggression. Upon discovery that they have died, a lot of people don't cope well. This hall was created to help people to work through any violent urges they have remaining, weighing down their souls. Inside are beings called Troglongs. They are fleshy sacks with no consciousness, in a basic humanoid shape, that you can beat and slash and stab until your heart no longer has a drop of violence.
These Troglongs, do they die?
Of course not, for they were never truly alive.
What if those souls take out their rage on one another instead of these beings?
We keep tabs on everyone here. It is extremely rare, though there have been some instances of souls filled with such unending rage that they took it out on their fellow man, even here in heaven.
And those who committed such acts, what of them?
They are forgiven, of course, and continue on their way, stripped of their rage now that they've committed the act.
I must admit that this was not the sort of thing I expected to find in the Kingdom of Heaven. Should people with such rage be allowed in the first place?
Why not? Just because a person feels a little rage in their heart, does that truly mean they are not worthy of the Lord's Kingdom? And besides, it's not up to us to decide who is and who is not worthy.
Then who is it up to?
Ooh, look over here, Father. This is the Eternal Forums. Here, history's greatest minds assemble for philosophical debates on every topic you could possibly imagine. Over here, we have Freud and Descartes discussing the psychosexual implications of cogito ergo sum. Over there, we have Nietzsche and Hitler discussing the merits of the Superman. And over there is Sun Tzu and Dr. Seuss talking about wockets and pockets.
Beg pardon, sir. Did you just say, Hitler?
Yes.
He is history's greatest monster. And his eternal punishment is to lavish forever in the Kingdom of Heaven?
He's worked hard and earned forgiveness.
Just how many people are here in Heaven?
About 99% of all applicants.
What?
Why is this such a shock to you?
You are telling me that no matter how much one sins, they are just going to end up in a glorious kingdom where they can just continue to sin as much as they like until the end of time?
I'm sure it all seems terribly unfair, but you need to try and see this from the Lord's perspective. You are all his children, and he loves you all endlessly, more so than any human being has ever loved anything. What kind of parent would he be if he decided to send all his children into a lake of fire forever, just for a minor transgression or two?
Minor?
Yes, minor. Our Lord is infinite. Trillions and trillions of years pass in the blink of an eye for our Lord. Empires rise and crumble, and the only thing that remains constant is his eternal and undying love. He will always love you, each and every one of you, no matter what. All he wants is for you to be at his side again. Transgressions be damned.
I am having a very troubling time trying to understand.
That's fine, Father. I think I have someone here who can explain to you better than I can.
Hello, dear boy!
Father Calum!
Please call me Ramza.
This is not Father Calum. Calum would never allow such formalities. He would never stand for such injustice.
Oh, please, don't be so dramatic. It's really me.
But you look so young. I don't think I've ever seen you like this.
We're in heaven. Why look old? How are you adjusting?
I'm afraid I'm not. Everything I know, everything you taught me, it doesn't seem to translate.
Don't worry yourself, Lugria. You're doing much better than I did.
Oh yes, Calum here was a real terror at first.
Guilty as charged. I came around and so will you. Oh, I'll tell you about how I did it. There's a great bar over there where we can sit and chat.
A bar? Are you out of your mind?
Lighten up, Lugria. This is salvation. Live a little.
Yes, join us, Father. It will be good for your soul.
Please come.
I don't mean to disappoint you, Father. I think I prefer some solitude.
Suit yourself.
Come, Calum. I shall accompany you to this bar you spoke of, and you can finish telling me that joke.
Oh, sure thing. Okay, so this priest walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry, we don't serve priests here." And the priest says, "Oh, look, I'm just trying to..."
This is impossible. This can't be heaven. I have to get out of here.
Ah, Lugria, there you are. How's the solitude coming? Is it helping to clear your mind?
Yes, I believe it is.
I'm very happy to hear that.
This fountain, I find it very curious.
Yes, the Fountain of Infinity is truly a wonder to behold.
Am I allowed to use it?
Of course. Let me show you. Just reach your hand into the fountain, like so, and say the thing you desire. Let's say I wanted the most perfect peach to ever grace the heavens. I would merely say, "I desire the most perfect peach to ever grace the heavens." And here we are, right here.
Oh, it really is quite heavenly.
Fascinating.
Yeah, jump in and give it a whirl.
I desire a heavenly blade.
I'm not sure that that's gonna do anything.
I don't know who or what you are, but clearly you are some kind of agent of chaos, poisoning the heavens with your blasphemous messages of forgiveness. Your tyranny ends now. Huh! What? Why isn't this... What's happening?
You can't kill angels. I was trying to tell you. Would you mind taking the blade out of my stomach? It's not particularly comfortable.
Take it out yourself.
Where is this coming from, Father? If you need to get out some aggression, that's what the Troglongs are for.
I can't take this charade. This heaven isn't what was promised.
That's no reason to try to kill me.
I thought that if I killed an angel, that I would be banished from this horrid, evil place.
I think you are just misguided, Father. You can't kill an angel. But if you had, you wouldn't be banished.
I wouldn't?
No, you would be forgiven. You would be helped. We want to love you. We don't want to push you away.
I don't want to be here.
You don't have to. No one's keeping you here.
What? Really? I can just leave?
Yes. I'd hope you wouldn't. I don't want to go back to the bar empty-handed. It would break Ramza's heart.
Oh, please. What a sappy trick. These people, they are all so pleased, so content in their false righteousness. I'd rather go anywhere. Anywhere.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I will pray for you.
Don't you dare. Where am I now?
Look, the sinner can speak.
Sinner?
He's a man of the cloth, like you. He probably touched kids or some shit.
Who are you awful people?
Don't you dare speak to me, sinner. I get enough sinful hate speech from this one.
You're the one whose church is recognized as a hate group.
Yeah, that's because you television demigods told your dumb followers to ignore our message.
Will you both shut up? You're both vile sinners.
Oh, and you aren't?
No. I'm here by choice.
So am I.
He's exactly the kind I was trying to avoid when I left that hateful den of sin.
Oh, shut up.
No, you shut up.
Both of you shut up, sinners.
Morons.
You're the sinners.
And on that point,
best.
Why are you carrying those signs around?
You priest.
So impractical.
You're worthless to me.
It takes you 10 minutes to go
get
anywhere.
Me out of
you
here.
Are
pass.
Disgusting
help.
In your...
Help!
Father Lugria. A man so caught up in punishing the sinful, he forgot to appreciate the most beautiful thing in all of creation, forgiveness. Now he is stuck forever arguing, his voice echoing forever until it becomes an unidentifiable sound registering ever so faintly, forgotten, somewhere on the grayscale.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcasting, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit arts service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. Who Sins Most was written by Matthew Schott, directed by Andrew Terrence Caberline, and edited by Patrick Mahaney. The episode starred Jamal Crowell, Ryan Barker, and Oli Corchado, with Nate Betancourt as the voice inside your head. Join us on December 1st for our next episode.
Sheriff Louis Nino Zevo, and then my legend is evil.